censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. Good evening, everyone. We are on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as we normally are, and praise be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're here, thankfully, Tuesday night edition of the program, and we are going to have plenty of things to talk about tonight, just the two of us, me and you. And I'm looking at my calendar. We have some interesting programs coming up here, very interesting. I'll tell you a little bit about them as time goes on, okay, as the night goes on. But I'm going to have free lines here to be able to get into some issues that need to be gotten into. Today, of course, we taped our local public access cable TV program, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, and we had, I'm telling you, they were three hot programs, three red-hot programs. We were sizzling. You know, it's hot enough with the studio lights on, but after the program is taped, boy, I'm telling you, it's sizzling. Red-hot because of the amount of incendiary verbatim dialogue that we have spewed forth. And, of course, the subjects of the criminal illuminists and the international global elite taking America down, naturally, were paramount. Not surprising that we should read today from the AP, of course, that the United States military has deployed 10,000 soldiers backed by attack helicopters in another big offensive against the, quote, Al-Qaeda group north of Baghdad on Tuesday as a truck bomber struck in the capital, killing 75 people near a Shiite mosque. Now, we're told that we should believe that it's all of these nasty Muslims and these nasty Arabs that are engaging in these hateful bombings, killing each other. In fact, one columnist here locally in the paper, of course he's Jewish, Mark Patinkin, wrote as such in Sunday's paper. Isn't it awful? Isn't it awful how these people who are supposed to be Muslims behave? Right away you can see the propaganda, the disinformation. Right away you can see where they're going with it. And of course it's generalization. It's extrapolation. It's making a statement without any foundation in fact. How do they know who is behind the bombings? Who is really carrying out these bombings? Could it be that there are some other vested interest parties doing the same thing there that they did here in the United States? And we know who was carrying out 9/11 now in the United States. And it wasn't the Muslims. It wasn't the Arabs. Wasn't even the Turks. I wonder, huh? I want to start off with this subject after the first break and tell you what the salons of the media would have us believe, and, of course, what the Bush administration is continually feeding us as unleavened propaganda, continuing to rise, indeed, like the dough. We shall be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are back now. We'll take calls. Those of you on the line, hang in there for a few moments. I'll take your call at 1-800-313-9443. And this story here from the AP about the United States military deploying another 10,000 soldiers, American men and women, young people, backed by attack helicopters in another major offensive now against what is called an al-Qaeda north of Baghdad on Tuesday as a truck bomber struck in the capital, killing 75 people near a Shiite mosque. Now, you remember when George Bush said that we have won, we've turned the corner, we're winning. We have beat them at their own game. If we don't fight them there, we're going to be fighting them here. American men and women, children, will die here in the United States if we don't take this worldwide campaign against terror, the war on terror, all across the United States and the world and the United Kingdom and Europe and Asia and Africa and all through the Middle East. You remember that? Well, now they're telling us that we've hired another 10,000 soldiers, brought together another 10,000 of them, backed by all of these Apache helicopters, and now al-Qaeda's growing. It's regrouping, they say, in Afghanistan, too. Why, I thought that George Bush said we had him licked. George Bush lied again, and again, and again, and again. And still there are people, and you hear them, they even host talk shows telling us, just give them a little more time. You Bush haters out there should be ashamed. You're aiding al-Qaeda. You're giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. And George Bush is the best man that we've had since FDR. Well, that ought to tell you something right there, right? The thunderous explosion at the Killani Mosque in the capital. It's commercial area of Sinop sent smoke billowing across concrete buildings. Sunday, officials lifted a curfew aimed at preventing retaliatory violence after last week's bombing of a Shiite mosque in Samarra. Where did you ever hear of this under Saddam Hussein? You never heard of this. Never happened. Where have you heard of this in the Middle East and the Arab world? Where have you heard of this constant bombardment, explosions, terrorism, so-called Al-Qaeda? Well, of course, ever since the United States, England, and Israeli agents took over the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. And next target is Iran. The mosque's imam, Sheikh Salah al-Hadari, said it was a truck bomb and the explosion that hit worshippers as they were leaving afternoon prayers. This attack was planned and carried out by six souls, we're told, damaging the mosque's outer wall and collapsing my office and the room above it. I don't doubt they're sick, depraved, evil souls. But who exactly are they? Who would pull out and pull off such an adventure, such an act? Who? I know they'd have to be children of Satan. They'd have to be children of the devil to engage in that kind of activity. And I don't think it's the Muslims. I just don't believe so. Whether they're Shiite, whether they're Sunnis, whoever they might be, just don't buy it. There's too much information to the contrary to lead me to make that conclusion. But all of those with a vested interest are now coming forth and telling us, you see how those people are? They're not like us. They're not like poor little innocent, defenseless Israel, minding her own business, perched there in the Middle East, and trying to survive against odds, all odds, with these vicious, vile terrorists in Gaza, these terrorists in Palestine, these terrorists in Jordan, these terrorists all over the Middle East that George Bush said would be whipped and defeated once we invaded the Middle East militarily. Now that we are firmly planted there, George Bush says, we just can't cut and run. We just can't take off, ladies and gentlemen. That wouldn't be the thing to do. After all, I'm your commander-in-chief, and I'm the one that gets to decide what happens next, aren't I? And where is that fearless leader? Is he leading the troops in battle? Is he a King David? Is he a King Saul? Is he one of the great men of the Scriptures? No. He's a Beelzebub. He's a demon. He's a liar. And so this, of course, is just what we expect to happen once you invade a nation. Let's assume for a second that it isn't who we think it is, engaging in terror bombings and then blaming the Muslims. Dem, you know. Let's say it is real. Let's say it is, in fact, a case of genuine fanatics, which is certainly most possible. George Bush said this wouldn't happen once we invaded these countries. We'd whip them, we'd defeat them, the world would be safer, and so would we here at home. Boy, Woodrow Wilson said that, you remember, way back in World War I. We're going to make the world safe for democracy. We're going to make the world safe in World War II from those monsters of Adolf Hitler and the Japanese gangs of thugs and criminals and brutal gangs of murderers. Remember that? I do. I've read it. I've seen it. And you'll see it over and over and over and over and over again every day and every night on the tube from the Hollywood elite. Just in case we forget about the Holocaust and we forget about the victims of world terror. those evil dictators, not like this lovely regime in the White House. Remember, George Bush says, democracy is what we are planting, nation building. Now, anyone who's got even a modicum of intelligence, which I guess would eliminate a large percentage of Americans, but still, you would assume that a significant minority does in fact still have enough brain matter to be able to add two and two and get four, to be able to understand basic historical precedent, would understand indeed that we've been hearing the same lies now, the same lies, ladies and gentlemen, since shortly after the Federal Reserve System was enacted. This has gone on for over 90 years now. 90 years, ladies and gentlemen, we've been hearing the same propaganda over and over and over again. And yet, each generation of young people has seen a significant number of their cream of the crop go to war across oceans where we have no business being, and indeed engaging in continuous warfare for continuous peace, for continuous war, so that we can bring about the New World Order. You would think that enough people at this point in time would indeed recognize that we've been had. The same group of liars, the same group of manipulators, gangster banksters, and outlaws have been responsible for this. Their children, their grandchildren now run the system. And yes, it's about time that we all sat back and says, hey, next time they give a war, we won't go. But you know, P.T. Barnum was right. And there is a sucker born every single second. I'm talking about us, the American public, that we should be that naive and gullible and stupid as to trust these liars over and over again. Politicians, cheap politicians, like the Bushes and the Cheneys, who are obsessed with their own power, their own megalomania, taking our youth, the cream of the crop, and sending them to their certain deaths. And those that have not been fortunate enough to just die in combat, coming home with, oh, yes, indeed, those never-ending wounds, emotional as well as physical scars that never heal. These people are criminals. They are master criminals. They are the ones that Jesus himself spoke of, deceiving and being deceived, workers of iniquity. And they're here in high places, in the governments of the world. So here we go again, the next phase of the war on terror. And just in case you get out of line here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, we can deal with you homegrown terrorists too. We've got the directives like 51. Oh, we've got the Patriot Acts. We've got all of the surveillance. We've got all of the torture laws. We make it legal. We'll say, okay, we'll implement it, and we'll have these military tribunals in court so we can bypass the civilian authorities. We'll take care of you if you get out of line, you know, because you just might be part of Al-Qaeda. And we want to keep you safe, even if it kills you. That's what we're out to do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and then we have New York City Mayor Bloomberg speaking at his conference on local and state efforts to encourage bipartisanship and support common sense solutions to the nation's most pressing political challenges. Ah, yes, and what does he do? Well, he was a lifelong Democrat before he switched to the Republicans once again, now leaving the party. We'll be back with your calls, Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, King George. Indeed, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. As I said a moment ago, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg left the Republican Party on today, as a matter of fact, and now he's switched to unaffiliated, which, of course, is seen as a prelude to an independent presidential bid that would upend the 2008 race. Heaven help us. Is there no shortage of cockroaches, ladies and gentlemen? You know, like the man Tom Anderson, the American Party, used to say years ago, cockroaches and politicians have much in common. It's not so much what they fall into and mess up, it's what they pick up and carry away. Let me go to the phones, 800-313-9443. Steve in Pennsylvania, hello.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Okay, can we change?
You can talk about whatever you'd like to.
Okay. I haven't been listening to RBM the last few days, but is anybody talking about this DA fiasco in Duke University?
I brought it up the other night briefly on my program. It has been talked about here, yes.
I mean, does anybody recognize the significance of this thing and how the court system is corrupted?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, I brought it up myself. I brought it up quite a bit, in fact, in the past. You tell us what you see in it now.
Okay. Okay, I study this. Well, okay, I study this topic. Yes. I have a website and everything.
Yeah.
Lesbian Studies Institute. You've met me at some
of the conferences. Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. But it seems like everybody, when it comes to addressing the homosexual and lesbian community,
mm-hmm.
the gangsters. Nobody seems to want to talk about it, and that's what's really involved here. And if a person doesn't understand it, well, it'll never ever be resolved. We have the same thing in every court system in major cities in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The court systems, I've approached Collins Piper on this. I've approached everybody at American Free Press, and I've approached you on it too at the conference. Everybody just ignores the lesbian movement in this country, who is outright, stated point blank, to destroy the heterosexual family structure.
Well, why do you say everybody ignores it? You know I don't ignore it.
Well, anytime I mention anything to anybody here locally or all my relatives or anything, I mean, does anybody want to do anything about this issue? Let's keep it to the forefront. This DA is nothing but a pimp. He's nothing but a low-down pimp for the lesbian cartel.
Yeah.
I'll say this outright. We have a district attorney here right in Pittsburgh in Allegheny County that is no different. It seems like the entire legal structure in this country, all the way up to the Supreme Court, operates under the auspices of the lesbian and the homosexual mafia.
Well, we just had a situation here in Massachusetts where the voters had sent the legislature into session to vote now. They have to do it two consecutive sessions in a row to allow for a constitutional amendment for the people to decide about gay marriage, to ban homosexual marriages.
Well, let's not jump to that.
Well, I'm just trying to say now, let me finish, all right, Steve? I'm just trying to answer your question, Steve, and that is that the people are involved, but what happened is they're being ignored. They're being brushed aside. They're being told, no, you can't vote on these things.
Okay.
So people are indeed involved.
Well, no, let's not jump to marriage. No, let's stick with the courts. Now,
well, that's
courts,
exactly what I'm saying.
The courts
and the legislatures, yes.
Okay, what about this issue? Is anybody asking why? That's all I'm asking, and I know why, because I study this topic and I have a website.
Yeah.
I've studied it for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
How they are taking over. Has anybody talked about it, and I wish you would bring it up more even tonight on your program, let some other people bring their opinions in as to why, all I'm asking is to have a forum on why did the district attorney do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say? Can I hear your opinion to begin with?
Well, in a generic sense, Steve, it's obviously political. It's politically correct to go after white men, particularly heterosexual Christian men, and this is the primary reason why they do it. It's easy, it's convenient, it's demagogic, and they want to win their brownie points, you see. That's the basic overriding reason.
Okay, now, let me interject on that. Doesn't that give us patriots a right to go and burn and sack or demand some kind of justice or a hearing on this pimp, other than just a slap in the wrist and get fired? That's all he's going to get. This man tried to destroy a whole group of family and all, tried to destroy him, put him in the penitentiary.
Right.
I suggest he gets 100 years in the penitentiary.
Not a bad idea, Steve. I agree. Thank you for the call. We got a break, though.
Well, can I stay on?
Well, you can stay on, but you can't take the whole show. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little more and move on. Thank you, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done.
How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we're back now. We have Steve on the line in Pennsylvania. Yes, Steve, go ahead. You wanted to come back, and you had me answer the question. Now, I don't know.
Okay, I would like to start up some kind of a forum or anything. You can give them my people my phone number. You can give them my website if they want to contact.
Well, I'm not going to give it out. You give it out right now. Go ahead.
All right, lesbianstudies.com is very simple.
Yeah.
Everything's there.
Lesbianstudies.com. I have your card right before me. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Now, courts are central. This is what they are used. The Jews, the Jews have this country, so it's so overwhelming that I hardly know how to even talk. I'll be truthful with you. I would like to get something going, even right here in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And I've made contacts. Well, I even talked to you about this years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems when it comes to this subject, everybody just like treats it as tongue-in-cheek. What's the use of talking about wars and this and that when it all originates in the corruption of the family structure, like this guy that they took all his children away, keeps calling everyone.
Wolfgang.
It's the lesbian mafia and the hierarchy, the news media and all are involved in this.
Yeah.
Now, okay, tell the people to contact me because we have corruption right here in Allegheny County.
Sure.
And I have a plan, to destroy them.
Good. All right, lesbianstudies.com. And your name is Steve, right?
Yes, sir.
You want to give your last name or not?
Well, sure, Steve. It's It's on the website, my picture and all.
All right. Do you want to give your phone number for those that don't have access to the net or not?
412.
Yeah.
225.
Uh-huh.
No, that's myself, 412-731-8200. It's on the web.
Okay. Well, I just said for those that don't have the web, all right? So it's 731-8200, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Steve, thank you. Thank you. I agree with you on the issue, and I have never faced it down. I've talked about it constantly, locally and on radio. Yes, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see. Jim in Texas is next. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, sounds like Steve in Pittsburgh trusts the media a little bit more than you and Scott trust the New England media, which I know that both of you have implicit faith in the old gray lady, all the news that fit to print.
Every word of it, I believe.
Absolutely. By the way, what's the name of your Providence rag? Is it the Journal?
Yeah, it's the Providence Journal, we call it. The Providence Journal.
I thought it was either that or the Register. I don't know where I got Register from.
The Providence Journal. We called it the Providence Journal for years. Actually,
and you have implicit faith in that newspaper,
listen
I assume.
To this, Jim. We've called it the Providence Urinal.
Yeah, like the Atlanta Constipation and Urinal.
Right, right. Well, it's owned by now a Texas company called Belo Corporation, which is another, major... multinational company, actually, and they're into everything, and it's gone downhill, of course, since it was sold. But it used to be the Journal Bulletin, so we would call it the Providence Urinal Bull, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are absolutely no Jews involved anywhere in the organization.
Well, there might be one. I think he's the janitor.
Guy that delivers them or something like
Well,
that.
Well, actually,
sure.
You heard me refer just a little while ago to Mark Patinkin, who is Jewish, and he never misses an opportunity to take a swipe at them over there, those ungrateful Muslims and Arabs that don't realize that we're there to liberate them. That's why George Bush took us there, because he loves freedom so much.
And I'm sure that if you were to pick up the Providence Journal, and it would be completely polar opposite from the New York Times or the Boston Globe or any of these other papers up there.
Positively.
Absolutely. I have implicit faith that that's the case.
You believe everything they say like I do, right?
Absolutely. I believe it. I'm from St. Louis originally, in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which was owned by Mr. Pulitzer, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Founded by him. And that's a well-known rag of all rags, which every paper in the world is a rag of all rags.
Well, unfortunately, that's the world of the so-called journalists today. And, the old days of H.L. Mencken are long gone, my friend.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, how come you can't get Scott on more often?
Well, I've invited Scott. In fact, he's coming on in another week or two. He's been very actively involved in business ventures, and he works probably a 16-hour day, and he's very tired at night. So
the only night
he can come on is a Friday night, and he's going to come on in a couple of Fridays.
Oh, okay, good, because I enjoy listening when you got him on. So.
Oh, I know.
But anyhow, I brought it up on the Piper show, the fact that I've never heard it mentioned anywhere else except on the Internet, and I imagine it will probably be in the Providence Journal tomorrow headlines that Benjamin Netanyahu, as I call him, has advocated in writing, in print, that the Israelis should cut off water and electricity to the people in Gaza,
which is an
international war crime itself.
No, but that's a good idea, because, you see, he favors peace, too, as long as there's somebody worthy of negotiating with. So if we allow the ethnic cleansing and the genociding and the holocausting of all of the Gazans and all of the Arabs there and all of the Palestinians, but one or two, at least there's got to be one or two left that is worthy of negotiating with. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And the Providence Journal will have a headline, Man of Peace Speaks How We Should Handle the Gazan Crisis.
Well, that's the kind of editorial you'll find in the Projo, as they call it. The Pravda. Yes.
It's amazing what we have to put up with a few people out here that can think.
Yes,
which I'm beginning to think it's only you and Scott left in New England. There might be another one or two.
There's three or four of us here.
Four of
you? Jim, there's three or four, I can tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that's double my estimate, so, hey, I have hope. Okay, Rick, I'll let you go. I don't want to
I appreciate the tongue-in-cheek because it's really not just tongue-in-cheek. It's very serious. And
no,
as one caller says,
it's brutally honest is what it is.
Well, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be truly funny, right?
That's true.
Thank
okay.
you, Jim.
Good
Always
night,
words
Rick.
Of wisdom from you. Appreciate that. Here comes another vessel of wisdom and intelligentsia, and that is Ernest in Virginia. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
The virtue of being earnest. Hello, Ernest. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, but your opening statements tonight on Iraq caused me to think some a little bit. Although I'm not in New England, I do try to think from time to time, and this situation in Iraq, and we have all these troops, 160,000, but somewhere in the discussion, you don't see much on the media, we've got about 100,000 contractor employees or mercenaries.
Yes, the private contractors.
Oh, yes, right. And there's no accountability with these folks.
Oh, come on, Ernie. There were a few that were dismissed and fired when they were found torturing and murdering people.
Well, just a few.
Yeah.
But what about blowing up mosques and setting bombs off?
They don't do that.
Oh,
they don't do that. Not the Bush team.
Oh, no, no.
They only blow up buildings in America. They wouldn't
exactly.
Yeah.
Is there a suggestion here with these latest terrorists, so-called terrorist attacks, or the Al-Qaeda attacks,
oh,
whatever
yes.
the bogus
Especially
stuff.
Al-Qaeda, yes.
Yes. Is the administration unhappy with the Iraqi government, or is it they want to have more civil war? What's the latest scheme, or is it setting the stage for the attack on Iran because they're going to find some residue here from Iran?
I think number three, or the last one you said, is closer to the truth.
Yes. Well,
we need to have more chaos because out of chaos comes more order. And if we have more order, then we can have more chaos. And if we have more chaos, then we can have more war. And if we have more war, we can have more peace. And if we have more peace, we can have more freedom.
Oh, yeah, freedom. But speaking of that, I understand that there's been a Georgetown University law professor, Randy Barnett, and this is on globalresearch.ca out of Canada. They mm-hmm. look at the neocon activities, and the latest thinking coming from the neocons is, well, we don't need the Bill of Rights anymore because it's not relevant. We are a country now threatened.
Yes, that's right. Yes, I read that tonight. Yep.
Yes, from terrorism and mass mm-hmm. murder. So we don't need any of these amendments, and apparently most Americans don't seem to care either because as long as they're free to shop, consume, and watch American Idol, they're all happy.
That's right. Well, you see, the human nature is that as long as I'm safe, who cares if I have to give up a few inconveniences like being free?
Exactly. Now we have on the political side, you mentioned Bloomberg, who has announced he's running as an independent. He's another globalist, and he's a big advocate for gun control.
Naturally.
And the globalists want gun control. They want the hate crime legislation. They want to do away with the First Amendment rights, all of our amendment rights. So we're just, total cannon fodder and slaves for whatever plans they have for us in the future under this Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at our now rising star in the Republican Party, Mr. Thompson, mm-hmm. he's another globalist too, and I think he made some statements today about Iran.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, they're leading their top-tier candidates, Hillary, Obama, and Edwards. They all believe we got to leave a residual force in Iraq. That's consistent with the president and the neocons' position.
Yep, that's right.
So do we have anybody, with the exception of Ron Paul, actually doing independent thinking on the political side?
Unfortunately, no. Ron Paul is it. And you see what the media have done with him.
Oh, they're constantly attacking him.
Or ignoring him.
Tonight, though, mm-hmm. they attacked him indirectly on Lou Dobbs because apparently his daughter has received, I think they mentioned $160,000 in monies from his office. Now, this is a well-established practice in D.C. Mm-hmm. Many of our elected representatives have family members working for contractor firms, and we don't have a good disclosure process, and they work for these contractors. They don't disclose their conflicts of interest, but $160,000 is peanuts, but somehow that got blown up as an issue. And she received those monies, I believe, based on a memory here, working on his campaigns. And mm-hmm. somehow she got money. She collected money. It's a paltry amount when you consider yep. the billions that go out the door in the revolving door process mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. the federal government today.
Yeah. But and I would rather have her do it than someone else.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
Well, there's another thing that came out in the Washington Post. Two major articles, before I talk about the Post article, and I'll be brief, yeah. in the Washington Times this morning I was watching C-SPAN, and they were talking about illegals lighting border fires to sidetrack U.S. agents
mm-hmm.
and starting all these fires and burning down the border security agents' post and doing these attacks in the Coronado National Forest. And,
yes.
And I mean, you would think... It sounded like a major problem, and at the same time as the Senate is going forward on the amnesty legislation, you would think this might be relevant to the discussion, and something one of the major media channels and the news channels would have picked this up later in the day, but nobody dared speak of this.
I know, and another thing they haven't spoken of, and this man who I'm going to refer to in his website is coming on the program very soon. In fact, this week he's coming on, this Friday night, to talk about is this situation with the law firm called Cohen and Grisby holding a seminar on May 15th in Pittsburgh, advertising on YouTube, and the whole purpose was to promote their firm and recruit new corporate clients to help American business hire non-immigrants, H-1B, L-1, TN, etc., who want to get green cards for foreign workers, preferred over Americans. And YouTube, guess what? It was taken off YouTube by the same people, I believe, because the word got out what they were up to. That didn't make news either.
Of course not. That wouldn't make news. And another thing that I didn't see anybody talking about this, and it was in the what I think is one of the most leftist-oriented papers in the country, the Washington Post, owned by the globalists and mm-hmm. a member of the Bilderberg Organization.
Yep, yep.
They actually published today an article
yes.
by Jonathan Weissman
yep, yep.
titled "Signing Statement Study Finds Administration Has Ignored Laws."
They finally found out, huh?
Right. Well, apparently the GAO found 160 separate provisions that President Bush had objected to in his signing statements. He, as the decider, somehow he believes that he has the right to change the law once Congress has, and the House and the Senate have worked in conference and come up with a bill, and he doesn't like certain provisions, so he changes it.
Yes.
And I'll give you an example. From that article, Congress directed the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to relocate its checkpoints around Tucson, Arizona, every 7 days to improve efforts to combat illegal immigration. But the agency took the law as a, quote, advisory provision mm-hmm. that was not always consistent with the Customs and Border Protection's mission requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the agency periodically shut down its checkpoints for short periods of time, believing that would comply with congressional demands.
Yes.
So the president signs this law and then allows this agency to do whatever it wants, and instead of moving, relocating its checkpoints, they shut them down.
Sure. Does it surprise us anything anymore, really?
Oh, As a matter of fact,
Lou Dobbs tonight, I believe, talked about this Cohen and Grisby seminar on YouTube.
Oh, right, right.
You may have heard him talk about that tonight.
Yeah.
And this is the sort of thing that's going on blatantly, boldly, and without any batting of an eyelash right here in these United States.
Yes, but I was disappointed with the show tonight. You know, generally, mm-hmm. I think Lou Dobbs does a pretty good
job. Yeah, he has his ups and he has his downs. He's
yeah,
not, certainly not perfect.
No,
neither am I.
and the Congressional Budget Office estimate, and I thought was woefully understated. I don't think Lou Dobbs really got the information as to the approach, because I read another article in Newsmax on Monday about the immigration bill being would allow more than 2 million illegal workers who received Social Security numbers prior to 2004 to receive more than $966 billion in Social Security benefits by 2040. There's a reason for it, because between 1974 and 2003, the Social Security Administration issued more than 7 million non-work Social Security numbers.
Yes,
which,
ma'am.
Okay, it's a long story, but that was ignored.
And, I know.
And then also ignored was this work by Robert Rector with the Heritage Foundation. He has been criticized because they said that under the amnesty legislation, the proposal would not give legal immigrants access to the U.S. welfare system. No way. In his analysis, they will comply. They will be able to comply with 60 federal means-tested welfare programs in the future.
Right.
And that
hang on a second, Ernie, please. Hang on, I want to pursue that. We'll be right back with you and Mary Ann and others. Stay with me. Rick Adams.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here right now, and we still have Ernie on the line. You brought up so many subjects, Ernie, and examples of media, shall we say, spiking of stories and issues that are too important. And you wanted to mention that other one, the last one you were mentioning. What was it again?
This one's out of the Heritage Foundation,
right,
by Robert,
right,
Rector.
Mm-hmm.
It was published June 18th, setting the record straight. Illegal,
yep,
immigrants will receive welfare under the Senate bill. Specifically, Z visa holders would immediately be given Social Security numbers and would begin earning entitlement to Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you go through all the details, the net cost to the U.S. taxpayers will be at least $2.6 trillion,
yep,
out of pocket. This is not the way to go, to be bringing in low-skilled, low-educated immigrants. We should be going the opposite way, and then they would pay for themselves higher skilled through legal immigration. But at this point, I don't even think legal immigration, given the impact on our infrastructure, energy, our drinking water, et cetera, air pollution, we should not be bringing in millions of people right now until we get that under control and get our government back in balance, our financial situation. But one last comment, Rick. You mentioned Gaza in your discussion earlier, and it wasn't too long ago when the Bush administration was pushing for the withdrawal of the Israeli settlements out of Gaza, but Omar, who is a CFR member, these people were setting up the Israelis too, because what the CFR people want in the Middle East is they want a Middle East regional government, like Dr. Corsi's talking about with the coming merger with the North American Union, the merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada, and that's what's driving that situation here, and what's driving the Gaza situation. They want a Middle East regional government at some point. We're all being had, including the Israeli citizens.
Well, the Israeli people don't know any better, but the government there is, remember, that's the government that will usher in the Antichrist system.
Absolutely.
From Jerusalem. It will be ruled from Jerusalem. Make no mistake about that. They know what they're doing. And you remember when George Bush said, and the whole world, the European community, which is under their thumb, said that when Hamas won the elections, which, again, Israel created in the first place,
right,
they said, we can't allow that. That's democracy. We can't allow democracy. After all, that's the reason George Bush said we went to war, was for democracy in Iraq. So they said we couldn't allow that. We cut off all funds. We imposed sanctions. Now guess what? Now that the damage has been done and more goyim have been ethnically cleansed, now they're talking about, well, we got to eliminate those sanctions and help that new government, the new government that will succeed Mr. Abbas's government. You see, it's one lie after another, and it's all a failed policy of interventionism.
It is, unfortunately, our country is so divided, and so there's such a lack of focus. People do not add these things up, and we have so many things going on at this time with Iraq, the North American Union, amnesty, the hate crime legislation, the incident at Duke University, or in Durham, North Carolina, with,
mm-hmm,
the district attorney there, Mr. Nifong. And it was race versus race. It was class versus the poor, the wealth versus the poor. It was the private university, Duke University, versus the poor. It's this constant Hegelian dialectic, putting people against people and spinning this constantly,
yeah,
the propaganda.
All right, absolutely. All right, Ernie, thank you for your brilliant analysis, as usual.
Thank you, Rick.
And yes, and by the way, tonight on NBC News, the National Baloney Company, they did mention the toll road situation in Texas. So I don't know if you caught that, and the Trans-Texas Corridor, but it did come up. Amazingly. And the report, though biased as usual, did highlight some of the issues you've been talking about for a long time. We'll be back with more callers, and Mary and Mary Ann, rather, Joe and Ira and you, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.